Thank you, Mr. Chair. We are pleased to find this topic on the indicative timetable. Over the years, delegations have often debated what systems are relevant to the GGE's work. A number of delegations have raised that we need a concrete definition to make progress, and several, sometimes conflicting, definitions have been proposed. First, in our view, it is possible for the GGE to reach consensus on key issues, such as continuing some of our important IHL-related work, without a definition of laws. For example, many IHL rules apply regardless of the type of weapon used. However, my delegation has been increasingly persuaded by those delegations that have argued that the GGE needs to say clearly what systems it is addressing. We believe the GGE should be elaborating measures such as prohibitions and regulations on the basis of IHL. In order for those prohibitions and regulations to be credible and effective, we need to clarify the scope of weapon systems they apply to. Moreover, to be most effective in strengthening the implementation of IHL, we need to address those aspects of autonomous weapon systems that are unusual and require clarification under IHL. To do so, we need to explain what is unusual about these systems. Our revised proposal seeks to harvest the GGE's past discussions by explaining the scope of the draft articles in the preamble of the proposal. The language that we have offered is similar to what many other delegations have also identified, specifically, quote, weapon systems that, once activated, can identify, select, and engage targets with lethal force without further intervention by an operator, end quote. For purposes of our proposal, we refer to such systems as autonomous weapon systems, but the proposal is clear that this term is used without prejudice to any other understandings of this or similar terms for other purposes. We believe that these elements, that are based on previous work and agreed conclusions of the GGE, provide a solid basis for clarifying and focusing the scope of the GGE's work. As reflected in the 2019 GGE report, the essential characteristics of laws include the role and impact of autonomous functions in the identification, selection, or engagement of a target. This represents a functional approach to characterizing autonomy. In other words, it's focused on what function the autonomy is performing, rather than trying to define the weapon based on whether it's prohibited or not. My delegation believes that the GGE should carefully distinguish between its work on scope and its work on prohibited classes of weapons. The GGE should focus on defining the scope of our work in an objective way, so it is clear what weapon systems fall under the prohibitions and regulations that we are developing. Only after addressing the issue of scope, we should turn to the issue of what systems should be prohibited. Mr. Chair, we recognize that issues related to artificial intelligence have often been raised in GGE discussions. This is an important part of the context of our discussions on autonomy and weapon systems, which is explicitly recognized by our revised proposal. Although our proposal clearly covers autonomous weapon systems that incorporate AI capabilities, it should be noted that an autonomous weapon system, as we use the term in our joint proposal, does not necessarily involve AI or novel advancements in the field of AI, such as advanced machine learning techniques. Autonomous weapon systems, as we use the term in our revised proposal, have been fielded by many countries for many decades without involving novel advancements in the field of AI. We think the functions performed by the autonomous capability is more important than what type of programming is being used. We should be very careful in considering novel advances in AI that we not make hasty judgments that stigmatize those technologies or the use of such technologies in a responsible and appropriate way. The state of the art in this field is rapidly changing, as others have noted today, and we do not want to make legal or policy assessments about the reliability of novel AI techniques when those assessments might be quickly made obsolete by technological developments. My delegation also wanted to react to some aspects of other definitions that have been proposed. First, we do not use the term critical functions in our scoping provision, as we find that term vague, and the use of that term makes it unclear what systems are autonomous weapon systems. Second, my delegation is concerned with putting an element of how the weapon system is used within the definition of autonomous weapon system. We think this approach could cause confusion in light of the two-tier approach. A number of delegations seem to have proposed definitions of autonomous weapon systems that indicate that if the weapon is used with human intervention or with human control, then the weapon is no longer considered an autonomous weapon system. We don't see that as the best approach. One day, a weapon system will be deemed not an autonomous weapon system when it is used with human intervention, and on another day, the same weapon system will be deemed to be an autonomous weapon system when it is not used in that way. This approach also undermines the two-tier approach, which seeks to define weapons that by their nature cannot be used in compliance with IHL in any circumstances, and weapons that can be used consistent with IHL. However, if an autonomous weapon system is defined based on how it's used, then any weapon system in the category of prohibited weapons, Tier 1, could escape that category by being used in a particular way. Therefore, our approach in the revised proposal is to define the scope of the draft articles on the objective nature of the weapon system, not how it is used. In conclusion, we consider a clear articulation of characteristics and scope to be an important part of the GGE's work this year. And in light of the rapid pace of technological advancements, concepts and characteristics could be the subject of further refinement and elaboration by this group over time. This is critical in our delegation's view, as emerging technologies will continue to be developed and our understanding of them will continue to evolve. We hope that delegations will take a close look at our new proposal, let us know their thoughts, and ask any questions they may have. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative.